Welcome back to Sonic Leap, the time-traveling, mind-bending musical adventure of a lifetime. My name is Leo James, and as you know, I was the one who sent the boys in Hero the Band back to 1985.
I think we run out of luck.
And when we left off last episode, they had just passed out after meeting their father, Willie Barnett, at his high school baseball practice. Now, we haven't heard much about their father, Willie, yet in this series, so let me tell you a little something about this guy. First of all, he was a force of nature on the baseball field.
And Barnett drives that one to the gap in left center. That's gonna bring around two, and that, my friends, is a new Southwest DeKalb High School record.
Willie also took piano and guitar lessons since he was a kid. He often played till the wee hours of the morning in his room, causing his mom to wonder why he had chosen sports over music. Willie had but one answer.
Mom, I can't go on stage in front of people.
Willie, you play baseball in front of hundreds of people. Now what's the difference?
In baseball, there's a whole team behind you. It's just different.
Yeah, but you have such great talent. It'd be a shame to waste it by only playing music in your room all day.
Now Willie knew he was good. But stage fright is a real thing. Almost every performer has had a case of it at some point in their career. Elvis, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain, you name it. Some use drugs or alcohol to get over it. Others just give up. When Willie was my student, I tried time and time again to get him to play at the talent shows, but he never would. Anyway, let's catch up with our guys as they start waking up the morning after. Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all sleep well?
Yeah. Yo, where are we?
You're at my house, baby. That's the second time you guys passed out in one day.
Tends to happen when you meet your teenage mom and dad.
And your mama is dating some preppy-ass douchebag.
And your dad played baseball? Did we know that?
Boy, that was good. Real good. Scouts called me a 5-tool player. You know what that is?
No.
Means I had speed, could throw, field, and hit for average and power. I even got drafted out of high school.
Local baseball phenom Willie Barnett was chosen in yesterday's draft by the Atlanta Braves in the fourth round. Barnett is expected to join the club's minor league affiliate.
Barnett's going to try and leg this one out for a triple. Here comes the throw. Barnett slides and, oh, he's safe. The young prospect looks to be hurt. Willie Barnett is grabbing his knee.
Tore my ACL, lost a step on my speed, and just lost the passion for the game. Started cleaning offices that summer and never went back to baseball.
I remember that story. Dad had a legit shot at the bigs.
Maybe that's why we're back here in 1985? To get him to the majors?
The injury could be like a whole year from now. I'll just look it up.
1985, bro.
This sucks.
Leo, anything?
Well, if it were me, I'd focus on that house party gig y'all are playing. Maybe something is supposed to go down there.
Look, bros, we have to get home. We need money. I haven't seen my baby boy in 2 nights. I gotta make things right with Nicole.
Easy, man. Don't stress. It's all good.
Listen, y'all know what we do when we get stressed out, right?
Hey, Leo, any chance we can get into the music room at school?
Damn, you guys are good.
Mr. James!
Who could that be?
Mr. James!
May I help you, ma'am?
I am so sorry. Would you mind stopping the music for a bit?
Oh my God.
It is. Well, it's really loud and I'm substitute teaching an art class next door.
Now that's a work of art. Yeah, sure, ma'am.
Who is she?
I'm Irene Wall.
Yo, slow your roll, Brody.
Why? I gotta be single in 1985?
Psh, child, please. Think about it, Justin. She's probably 30 right now. That means she's like 65 in 2020. You wanna go back to that? I don't think so.
Hell, I don't care.
I'm subbing for Mrs. Tellum all week.
Ah, well, Miss Wall, meet Hero the Band. Whole new type of sound.
Hi, guys. guys? Sounds great. Just, your guitar seemed a little pitchy the last few notes. You might want to check the tuning.
I'll be damned. She's right.
Hey, Miss Irene. Saturday night, Kay Hill's house party.
Attention Southwest Decatur Panthers. Just a reminder that sign-ups for the end of the year talent show need to be submitted by the end of day Thursday. That gives you 2 days to get your act together. Also, the state semifinal baseball game is this Friday afternoon at San Pepsio.
I'm going to do my juggling.
Oh, I'm definitely signed up for this talent show about to get my big break, son.
Dan, look at this. Suddenly everybody's signing up for the talent show.
I thought we were the only band entered. Who are the Bermuda Bums? Two scarves? Who is that?
And who the hell is MC Cadence?
That's me, boys.
Cade Hill? MC Cadence? What, are you kidding?
You think I'm kidding?
What exactly does MC Cadence do?
I'm rapping, dude.
you rap like Christmas presents?
You got a problem with me rapping, friend? What, you think your little wannabe wham act is gonna be any better?
We're way more like
meets Simple Mind.
Sounds lame.
You got a problem, rich boy?
Hit me, my dad's a lawyer, and he's bored right now.
Hey guys, stop it.
Chill out, Holly, I got this. Yeah, I guess we'll be seeing what's up Friday night. Sorry about that, man. Oh, shit! Look, it's the band.
Oh, this satin sheep wearing motherfuckers look like they were ripped to the revolution.
Look up there. It's Kate. And it's holding hands with Mom.
Yo, those are the original OG Jordan 1s. That's crazy.
Hey, what's up? Holy. This is the band I got to play my party. Heroes, right?
We're Hero the Band, actually.
It's nice to see that you guys are okay after the infirmary.
Wait, you know these dudes?
Yeah, man, Miss Holly kind of saved our butts back then, man. We got in a run-in with the cops.
I didn't know that you were in a band. Cool.
Hey, man, those are some dope shoes. I ain't gonna lie, I would not be wearing those outside.
Dope shoes? What does that mean?
Oh, it just kind of means, you know, cool.
Yeah. Well, dope shoes then. I mean, these are everywhere. I got them in red and black, red and white, and I'm about to get them in blue and black.
Damn, bro. It's like 15 grand worth of kicks.
What are you talking about, dude? They cost like $100 a pair.
Nick, shut up, man.
Anyway, I hope you guys are getting ready for my party. Rehearsing and shit. Gonna be totally awesome.
Still gotta talk this payment though.
Tell you what, I'm playing the school talent show Friday night. I may need a backup band to rap over. $100 to do the trick?
Yo, shit, I'd do it for 3 pair of your J's.
What? Anyway, think about it. I could just use a beat from a Run DMC tape, but a live band would be way more dope shoes.
It's just dope. But I'm gonna let it slide.
Whatever. Come on, Holly. Let's go to the mall.
Bye, guys.
Hey, fellas. Keep your eyes off my girl. I see the way you've been looking at her. My property, guys. Watch yourselves.
Oh, hell no. What? I'm seriously about 5 minutes away from fucking that dude up.
All right, let's go find Dan.
All right, fellas. Friday is the biggest game of your lives. Let's focus. I want no distractions at all. I'm talking no girls, no new friends, no drinking, no partying. All right, Panthers on three. One, two, Panthers!
Panthers!
Yo, Dad's grabbing his bike.
We gotta follow him.
Leo, where's your car?
In the teacher's lot. Come on.
Sorry, guys. It's a 1976 Toyota Tercel.
Yo, hurry the fuck up, man. We are about to lose him.
I can still see him, but my boy's headed down 2nd Avenue. Quick.
Yeah, baby. Never fail.
Yo, there he go. He hit his brakes at the vape store.
What? the hell is a vape store?
Oh, right. What was this place back then? Clean Fun Arcade?
Oh, man. This place is incredible.
Anybody know if NBA Jam was out in 85?
Damn it, man. How in the hell do I get past this level? Did you hear that? Yo, that sounded like that.
I was thinking the same thing.
Look, he's over there.
Hey, Willie, can we holler at you for a sec?
I can't talk to any scouts or college boosters without my coach present.
Nah, man. It's not even like that. We're in a band.
No shit. Like a real band?
Yes, sir. Called Hero the Band. You got a few seconds?
I don't know, guys.
What level are you stuck on in the game, by the way?
Level 3 when the turtle shell kicks back off the brick wall after the tunnel.
Level 3?
There's no way around it.
Sorry. Yo, let me show you what's up. Man, I beat this game like 500 times.
What are you talking about? This game only been out for about a month.
Yeah, I know. I've been, you know, practicing.
Just there, let's go, baby. Show them what you got, baby. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is the part right here after the tunnel.
Yeah, not a problem.
Damn, man. You're insane.
Man, you have no idea. This is like video games 1.0.
Huh? Who are you guys?
You'd never believe us if we told you.
Damn, it's 5. Sorry, fellas. I gotta get home.
Wait, Willie, hold up.
Yo, we gotta follow him.
Don't tell me I have to get the Tercel started again.
Wow. You got to be kidding me.
Oh, man,
damn,
come on.
You ain't never heard of a loot job, have you?
Willie, you're lucky you made it on time, son.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry.
Well, wash your hands and get in there. Frank's waiting on you.
Hey, Willie, how was practice?
Good. Good.
Why don't we start with what we went over last week?
Man. This is where Dad grew up?
Oh, snap, that's his bike.
Whoa, wait. Y'all hear that guitar?
Is that Dad?
Sure is, boys. Sure is.
Yeah. I knew that tone every time I heard it. In 15 years of teaching, Willie Barnett was the only student I ever knew who could pick up any instrument and master it within an hour. From bass to keys to guitar to drums, he had an ability like nobody I'd ever seen. I figured the boys knew about his talent. But their reactions to his playing that afternoon were magical. Like waves of angels floating from the heavens and embedding themselves in the ears of his offspring.
Man, what?
I didn't even know he could play like that.
I forgot how good he was.
Wow.
He's like 10 times better than me.
Nah, bro. You almost at his level.
Not quite.
Slowly, slowly.
Surely, surely. Shit, I'm tired.
If you like chimichangas,
it's P-Funk, live at the Omni, Saturday night.
They're robots that turn into cars.
Mom, I want a transformer!
Try Pac-Man cereal.
This is crazy. TV really sucked in 1985.
I mean, everything kind of sucked.
Look at this. The Cosby Show? No thanks.
Hey, real talk. What are we doing here, guys? What's the plan? We played Leo's instruments. It didn't work. Do we need to change Dad's baseball career? Do we need to change his music career? Do we need to get him and Mom together? Anybody have any ideas of how to get out of this shit?
I guess we have to try all of those things, bro.
I'd rather just start a band here, now, in 1985. Shit! Man, we could make a killing. We could just record versions of Hey Ya, Uptown Funk, and some NSYNC spinoffs. Sell a trillion records and live like kings.
Ain't nobody gonna know but us.
And just never see mom again? Or my son?
Look, Justin, I see the temptation here, bro.
What's important is getting back to 2020.
I'm sick of this, man. I'm not allowed to talk to the teacher at the school. I gotta back up mom's lame-ass boyfriend at a talent show. My dad, who never made it as a musician, plays better guitar than I do? Man, forget all of this. I'm taking a walk.
Come on, man, where you going?
Out, to a bar, or somewhere. I just gotta clear my head.
Justin.
Yo, just let his ass go. He ain't gonna go far anyway. He has no money, no ID. Shit, what bar gonna even let his ass in?
What'll it be, pal?
What kind of IPAs you got?
IPAs? Not familiar with that.
Yeah, right. 1985. What's on tap?
Bud Light, Drank Lager, Heineken.
Just give me a double shot of whiskey and coke.
You got it.
Double whiskey. Tough day, huh?
You have no idea. Oh, snap. You're Irene, right? From Southwest DeKalb, the art teacher.
Wow, good memory. I never caught your name.
Oh, I'm Justin. I was the guitar player.
I know.
Yeah, right. You called me out on being out of tune this afternoon.
Yeah, sorry about that. My brother's a musician. Plays with Parliament Funkadelic.
Your brother plays with people?
Yeah. Has been for years. We both have been around music our whole lives.
Man, what a dream gig.
Yeah, he loves it. You know, they're coming to town next week. I can probably get you and your band into the show.
Seriously? That would be amazing.
Ma'am, another vodka soda.
Splash of lime, please.
I'm just realizing I... This is so embarrassing. I don't have my wallet on.
That's okay, I got him.
Thanks. I owe you one.
So, what about your band? Why are you guys in the high school music room? You're not a student, are you?
No, not quite. I mean, I went to Southwest, but that was a long time ago. We go back with Mr. James, I guess you could say. He's sort of the reason we're here.
I see. Well, you're really good.
Appreciate it. You know what? You should come to the house party we're playing. You know, see us live in action.
Yeah. I don't know if I should be attending a high school party.
Right.
Would help.
That Irene, our chick, she has a brother who plays in Parliament Funkadelic. They're in town next week. She says George Clinton is always looking for new talent. It's on, boys. Hey, yo, we winning.
Man, sleep it off, man.
Man, if you don't get your ass off me.
My bad, bro. I just gotta lie here for a minute.
Nah, dude, get the fuck off me. See, that ain't even right. Just because I'm a baby brother, I gotta share the bed with this snoring-ass motherfucker. Y'all do me so wrong.
Yo, Justin, get up, man. Get up! Yo! Justin! Are you serious, bro?
Do you guys remember Justin saying something about George Clinton last night? Like he was going to audition for him or something?
Man, he was so messed up, who knows what he was talking about.
Yeah, but you never know.
Well, the good news is, this can't get any crazier. We've hit, like, peak crazy.
I'm done with this decade, man. Dope music, but damn. Oh, hell no. Not another damn earthquake.
Hang on!
Somebody just got here from the future.
Is that even possible?
Neo Studio, let's go!
There it is.
Yo, look.
Is that... Oh, my God. Nicole? Nicole! Hey! Yo, Nicole! 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 Over here! Over here!
Jeremy, where the hell am I?
Where's Emmett? Oh, man, I miss you both so much. Come here, baby.
You better back the hell up and explain to me what the hell is going on. I went on your phone, and I found a voicemail from Justin talking about Leo James. I came to his studio, and he told me to go strum a guitar, and then a goddamn earthquake happened, and I ended up here. You want to tell me what the fuck is going on?
Phone? Your phone? Tell me you have your phone.
Of course I have my phone. It's right here.
Oh, babe, you did it. This will prove that we're from the future. This is huge!
Oh, shit. She brought her phone.
And now we can take over the world. Boom, blam.
Where the hell is Justin? And where can we buy some diapers? This is some bullshit.
Nicole, did you bring any money?
Of course I did. Wait. Why? What? Oh, shit. Let me guess. Y'all are broke.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Ain't nothing changed in 35 years.
Wow. So, all right, look. I could see that Jeremy was starting to lose it a little. I decided to send his baby mama and his little baby boy back to comfort him. You know, it might help his thought process a little. As for the rest of these guys, well, Justin is suddenly in love and wants to stay in 1985. Nick and DJ are trying to figure out why they're all here, and Jeremy has just been reunited with his family. I can't tell you everything, but I can tell you that you need to tune into our next episode to see how this iPhone from the future may help our heroes out of this entire situation. Oh, by the way, I wouldn't mind hearing old Willie Barnett play us a few more guitar riffs on the way out. Let's go, Willie.
Sonic Leap was created and executive produced by Jared Goodstead.
Original music and soundtrack written by Jared Goodstead, Jeff Peters, Donovan Jarvis, and yours truly, Hero of the Band.
Justin, Jeremy, Nick, and DJ Barnett.
Also starring Trippy Red as Cade Hill, Blanco Brown as Willie Barnett, and Anthony Anderson as Leo James.
Additional acting roles performed by the Audio Up Players.
Sonic Leap was written and directed by Zach Selwyn, with additional writing by Michael Paisner.
Co-executive produced by Zach Selwyn and Sam Winter.
Editing, sound design, and additional score by Donovan Jarvis,
with additional editing by Sam Winter and Brian Rivera.
Produced for Audio Up by Jordana Glick-Frenzheim, Richard Reigel, Ashley Arn, and Nate Glassman-Hughes.
Legal and business affairs provided by Phil Aberstadt and John Ingracia.
Sonic Leap is a production of Audio Up,
brought to you by SiriusXM.
Listen to the Sonic Leap original soundtrack on Pandora, the SiriusXM app, or wherever you find great music.